Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
I'm Lance Brown, a proud dad and dairy farmer. Did you know that my family drinks the same milk that your family does? That's why you can feel confident that milk and other dairy foods are safe and healthy for you and your family. Dairy farmers are committed to taking care of their cows to provide you with wholesome dairy foods. To learn more about local dairy farm families like mine, visit DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
Are grain and oilseed prices not so good right now? After the recent acreage reports from USDA, we saw tumbling corn prices, soybean prices, and wheat prices have remained in the tank as well. So says Dr. Kim Anderson, Extension Grain Market Economist.
You look at wheat, we're near five-year lows that May contract $4.40. The July contract at $4.46, only a 6 cent spread there. The good news there on the wheat market, though, the futures is down. The basis is relatively high, but the cash prices are low, so that's kind of a wash.
Only cotton, it seems, has had any price strength in recent days, up 2-3 cents at 77 cents a pound. Back to wheat. Unfortunately, Dr. Anderson says unless we get a weather event in the right part of the world, we don't have much hope for commodity wheat prices to get better anytime soon. Folks, we're talking years.
Well, if you look at the wheat prices right now, they're determined on the world market and really determined in the Black Sea area. The good news is that stocks are relatively tight in the Black Sea exporters. That's Russia and Ukraine. A glitch in the weather and production in those countries, we could have a relatively good rally in wheat prices. But if we don't have poor growing conditions in the Black Sea area, then you could see prices being down in the below $5 range, our average at about $5 for the next 3 or 4 years, maybe 5 years out.
Dr. Kim Anderson made reference to that basis price. It's high. We've got some domestic folks looking for wheat, and they are willing to pay for quality. So make sure you've got plenty of fertility on this 2019 crop. It looks like we have the potential for a bumper crop if we can stay away from late freezes and perhaps a hailstorm or two. But to get more than just that commodity price for wheat, your best bet is to have a high protein crop. Keep it segregated as it comes out of your fields. Be willing to shop around. Find somebody willing to pay a premium when you've got that high protein that you can deliver this coming harvest season. Next deadline for Conservation Stewardship Program applications to be considered for funding this year is May 10. Natural Resource Conservation Service plans to invest up to $700 million for new enrollments and contract extensions this fiscal year. Applications are accepted throughout the year for CSP, but you've got to get them in to your local NRCS office by May 10 to ensure your applications are considered for 2019 funding. From the calendar, OSU Extension has put together a total of 32 wheat field tours in April, May of this year. To find the location closest to you, take a look at our calendar page, OklahomaFarmReport.com, and we've got all 32 listed for April and for May. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the Southwest Ranchers Bull and Female Sale, Friday, April 12th at 12:30 at the Wheeler Farm Sale Facility in Chickasha. The sale will feature offerings from Brink Angus, Brookshire Farms, Bull Mountain Ranch, MCS Cattle, and others. And Wheeler Farms will offer 80 Hereford and Angus bulls along with 20 Angus open yearling heifers. They're ranch-raised, developed with frontline genetics and performance. For an online catalog, go to mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. 405-641-6081.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.